What is up, everybody? Episode 156 of J5 Getting Live here on Thursday, March 28th, 2024. Today was opening day. First time we got to see Juan Soto in a Yankee uniform. Also had the Sweet 16 today. Kicking off, still underway. Clemson already through. UConn looks like they're on their way to the Elite Eight as well. Knicks and Rangers both playing well. Rangers locked into the playoffs. Knicks back in the three seed. We'll see if they can continue their winning ways as they begin to get pieces back. Waiting for an update on OG and Anobi. Waiting for an update on Julius Randle. But the Knicks finding a big win last night in Toronto after beating the Nets and beating Detroit and a great West Coast road trip. The Knicks have showed resiliency. They've played well down the stretch. And now we wait for playoffs. For both teams that play out of MSG. So, let's see what happens here as we come down the stretch of both of those seasons. Both New York football teams dealing with different kinds of drama. Apparently, Robert Saleh and Woody Johnson got heated in a heated discussion at the NFL owners' meetings. We'll see how that plays out. My guess is not good for Robert Saleh. The Giants have contingents of Joe Shane and Brian Dable and others heading to pro days across the country. Yesterday, LSU. Today, University of Washington. Private workouts scheduled with Drake May and J.J. McCarthy. As we wait and see if the Giants draft a quarterback at 6. Or if they decide to stand pat with Daniel Jones and draft a weapon. Maybe they take Michael Penix in the second round, if he's there. I don't think he's going to fall all the way to 47, but I guess we'll wait and see. Both football teams have choices to make. Both coming off horrific years. We'll wait, and we will see. But today is all about the Yankees. First time we got to see Juan Soto. He wasn't in the pinstripes. That has to wait till next week. But the guy lived up to the billing. He had a great day at the plate. And when the Yankees needed him most, he showed off the glove. And they battled back. Something that I was not expecting. The Yankee offense was in a 4-0 hole thanks to Nestor Cortez. And they dug deep, and they battled. They found a way to get within one, then they got even, and then they took a lead. And Clay Holmes did his best Aroldis Chapman impression. Got the bases loaded, had the winning run on second base, and then King Juan bailed him out. Hard single to right field. Soto comes up throwing. Trevino with a great tag. And the Yankees find a way to win on opening day. And win. The Yankees need a split in Houston to start the year. There's no other way to say it. It is the team that has dominated them for the last half decade. The Astros are for real. And the Yankees have gotten slapped around by them for years. They got to find a way to stand up and beat this team. No other way to say it. It was an impressive effort from the Yankees today. Impressive effort from the bullpen. Nestor was Nestor. Guy gave up his 4 runs. That's what you could expect from him. He's not to be taken seriously. He's a fifth starter on a championship team. At best, the Yankees are going to have question marks around their pitching staff. We're going to see what Carlos Rodon looks like. tomorrow. Yankees do play back-to-back because Houston has a dome and they have warm weather. The Mets, they were supposed to kick things off today. They'll kick things off tomorrow. We're going to see what they're going to bring to the table. And that's it. Really, you know, right now the landscape in New York sports is this. Baseball's underway. We're getting ready for the Masters in a couple weeks. We got to get ready for the NFL draft. And we're going to wait to watch the Rangers and the Knicks in the playoffs. That's the bottom line. Devils, Islanders going home. Nets going to start assessing their draft pick options, their head coach options. Evan Roberts was making jokes about A-Rod today that he should buy the Nets now that he can't buy the Timberwolves. So we will see. But I just think that we got to wait and see how things play out. So, guys, this is a quick episode. Make sure you like it, subscribe to the podcast. Tell a friend and tell a friend. Follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at JOHNMURACHANIAN. Follow me on TikTok, J, the number 5, GETTINLIVE. All right, guys, J5 out.